This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has stressed that global geopolitical situation remains difficult and expressed concern over concentrated supply chains, weaponization of trade and finance, and transparency of data flows. Speaking at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meet at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar remarked that differential progress on AI and EV, space, drones or green hydrogen have clear geopolitical implications. He emphasized on the need for more plurilateralism to plug global deficits. He stressed that differences must not become disputes, disputes should not become conflicts, and conflicts should not lead to a bigger breakdown. The External Affairs Minister further stated that India welcomes the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release. He said that maintaining the ceasefire in Lebanon and ensuring an inclusive Syrian-led, Syrian-owned solution are important. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave today at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan in New Delhi today. Marathi was recently granted classical language status by the government. The three-day Sammelan will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibitions, cultural performances and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat Health Insurance Scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn-in Delhi government yesterday. She said that Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest. She said that 14 CAG reports would be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly.
Ayushman Yojana, jo isse pehle ki sarkar ne rok rakhi thi, aaj ki pehli cabinet meeting mein hi humne apni aur se Ayushman Yojana Delhi mein jo top up ke saath 5 lakh ka top up jo hum Delhi sarkar ki aur se denge aur 5 lakh rupaye kendra sarkar ki aur se diya jayega use sarvasammati se parit kiya hai.
The Delhi Chief Minister announced that she will hold the portfolios of Departments of General Administration, Services, Finance, Revenue, Women and Child Development, Administrative Reforms. Ashish Sood will be in charge of Home, Power, Urban Development, Education. Parvesh Verma will be in charge of PWD, Irrigation and Flood Control. Siddhar Manjinder Singh Sirsa has been allotted Food and Supplies, Forest and Environment and Industries, whereas Dr. Pankaj Kumar Singh will be in charge of Health and Family Welfare, Transport. Kapil Mishra has been given the charge of Law and Justice, Labour Department. The prisoners lodged in different jails across Uttar Pradesh should be given the holy bath of Prayagraj Mahakumbh today inside their jail premises. The Uttar Pradesh government has started a new initiative under which holy water from the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj will be brought to the prison complex. Our correspondents report that this initiative will give the prisoners an opportunity to exercise their religious and cultural beliefs despite being locked up. In the ICC Champions Trophy, India has made a winning start as they outclassed Bangladesh by 6 wickets in Group A clash at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium last night. Opting to bat first, Bangladesh got bundled out for just 228 runs with Tohid Hirdoy's ton and Jaker Ali's 68 off 114 balls. For India, seamer Mohammad Shami completed his 5 wicket haul while Harshit Rana bagged 3 and Akshar Patel dismissed 2 players. In response to the Shubman Gill's resilient century made it easier for men in blue to chase down the score in 47th over. Gill also got the Player of the Match award. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team will be looking to turn their campaign around as they will take on Germany at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha this evening. That is the end of this.